Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle with Carl Dukes and Brian Baldinger.
Back for another edition of In the Huddle, and oh, this one's going to be interesting because, guys, there's a lot going on in the world of the NFL. The owners' meetings are going on in Phoenix as we speak. And, Baldy, I got to tell you, as we get things started, Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, of course, Jason Lock on 4, a part of this podcast as well, guys. Appreciate you checking us out, liking us, and subscribing. We put new episodes out frequently every Tuesday, Thursday. Every now and then we'll pop in and do some stuff depending on what the news is. But the A story, the number one story right now, is Lamar Jackson tweets that he requested a trade, Baldy, in early March, around March 2nd, and that the Ravens have not lived up to their part of this, that basically they've not shown that he's worth the value or the money, that whatever that is, and he wants a trade. And so that got everybody talking yesterday, and I want to start here because this news of Jackson publicly, right? We heard privately he might not want to be there. Now it's publicly, I don't want to be here. I want to change my situation. And he's doing this for leverage. So yesterday, I think Harbaugh sits down to speak with the media, and like 10 minutes later, this tweet comes out, right? And Harbaugh's like, I haven't seen it. He's my guy. I love him.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Let's start first with, is this the right thing to do for Lamar? Like, he said nothing up to this point, and now all of a sudden, he's letting stuff be known that probably was in-house, behind the scenes, because maybe he was trying to handle it the right way, Baldy.
Put this under the category, this is business. Last year, Kyler Murray did the exact same thing. Scrubbed your social media account. Don't want to be a Cardinal. They don't, you know, it was all about money. He got a deal. He got a contract. This is business. Now, I don't agree with the way Lamar is going about his business. These contracts are difficult. There is an awful lot that goes into these things. This is big business, not just business. This is the biggest of business in the NFL. This is where Drew Ozenhaus, Lee Steinberg, like the guys that have been around a long time, that have done a lot of these contracts. There's relationships with these teams. Drew Ozenhaus, I remember Drew doing contracts with the Ravens in 19, before, just when the Ravens got there. I remember seeing Drew there doing, you know, contracts with some of the star players at the University of Miami, whatever. Anyways, these things are difficult. And at the end of the day, the team and the player both want to feel like they win. I mean, it's just negotiations. So for Lamar to come out and say, okay, since March 2nd, I requested a trade. All right. Like, going through the media and doing this and leaving it us, for all of us, to speculate is ridiculous. It just is. And so I believe that this thing is a fractured relationship now. So now you go, okay, there's Jim Harbaugh at the owners' meetings, 46 questions directed right at him. The first 26 questions, all about Lamar. He doesn't want to do the dance in front of the media. You know, this is literally between Steve Bisciotti and Lamar, because Steve Bisciotti, the owner, is going to be the one that's either going to write the check, not write the check. Jim Harbaugh wants to coach him. He wants him there. He's won 46 games with Lamar as the starting quarterback. He knows he's going to win a lot more games than Lamar is there. So then you go, okay, where's the suitor? Okay, Indianapolis. Ursay's getting questions. Jimmy Ursay yesterday. I played for Jimmy. Played for his dad. He's taking questions. And he's, like, answering questions off the cuff, like, well, I don't believe in guaranteed contracts. What's the compensation? Like, there's clearly interest.
Sure.
You know, does he want to give up the fourth pick? Is that who they want to build their team around? Shane Steichen, is this the guy that – I mean, there's a lot that goes into this. On the surface, it's just like, well, go get the MVP. Okay. There's a lot there. There's 11 games missed, a missed playoff game, playoff performances, passing. There's a lot there that has to be factored into this deal. And so I'm not against Lamar at all. I'm just saying, like, these things are difficult. And for the player to say, I could do this, you need a bad guy in this deal. You need an intermediary that can sit there and do the negotiations, Carl. Like, me and you could probably negotiate our own deals. There's a lot of players in the NFL that can negotiate their own deals. This is a difficult deal. And there's a lot at play. And even with the franchise tag depiction on it, that thing could have been handled differently between an agent and Lamar. So the problem right now to me is we're 4 months and 3 days away, or a month and 3 days away from the draft. This deal has to get done before the draft because there's four quarterbacks sitting there all waiting to go in the top 10. So are the Colts one of those teams? Are the Carolina Panthers one of those teams? We think so. But maybe Lamar takes one of those teams out of the deal. So now you're up against the clock. You know, I mean, I don't know if I've answered questions or asked questions here, but that's all the things running around in my head. It's just the start of the whole thing, Carl.
All right. A couple of things for me on this. And I just want to throw this scenario out. I'm going to put it out there in the ethos and you guys can marinate on it. What if the Colts take their fourth overall pick this year? They use it. They go get their offensive or defensive line better. They go get their edge rusher, whatever it might be. And after the draft, Baldy, they present an offer sheet because then they can go get Lamar potentially. And they've addressed their needs in this draft. And you give up the 2024 and the 2025 first round picks, and you still get in the mix. Mm-hmm. Now, that is one solution, and I'm using the Colts because, to your point, that's the one team I think that you said it. Ursay's like, yeah, I'm interested, but I'm not interested in guaranteed deals. The other thing that I think needs to happen here is whoever is going to get involved, all right, and then I'll get to the whole negotiation part of this from my standpoint. Whoever's going to get involved, I remember, I look back a few years ago, Baldy, we remember when Kirk Cousins got his deal, and we were all like, what? And it was like 3 years, guaranteed money, and everybody was freaking out. And I think for Lamar, this is the route. Like, if anybody's in his ear, dude, you're not going to get 250. But you might get 180 to 200 guaranteed for 3 years. Get your out where they can't franchise tag you so you can test the market again. You're still under the age of 30 and get moving. Mm-hmm. Instead of trying to get 5 years and 230 and 6 years, it's not going to happen. So that is the two solutions that I keep thinking about is go Kirk Cousins route, shorter term, guaranteed money. Yes, we've seen it happen. And make sure that the team gives you an out to say, hey, after my 3 years, I still want to be able to be not franchise tag. Or a team comes along like the Colts or one of these other teams in the top 10 and says, I'm going to use my pick this year, but I'm going to wait till after the draft to address you, Lamar, because I don't need you in OTAs and all the things that we're going to do until after the draft anyway. And I'm not willing to give up the fourth overall pick or the eighth overall pick if I'm the Atlanta Falcons. That is how I've changed my thinking about this, Baldy, potentially.
Right, I mean, look, let me – so there's a lot to that, and that's a possibility, although I don't think the Ravens would be very interested in that, Carl.
Yes.
I mean, if they lose Lamar, if they're going to lose Lamar, they need a replacement. They want that fourth pick to maybe go get Anthony Richardson. Who knows?
That's right. This year.
So they're going to me, while that might work out that way, and that's a possibility, and all we're doing is just throwing solutions out, right? That's all we can do at this point.
Yes.
That's a possibility, and it might work out that way. But here's what I'll say. Like, to just look at this whole big picture, and this is always the case. Now, If I was running Lamar's camp, I would have had the best and the biggest bidding war of all time. That's how I would have done this. I would have gotten the Ravens and who knows, the Commanders. I would have gotten a bidding war for Lamar. It only takes one team. It just takes one team that's interested. Now that's, and that would, we don't know who that might be. It might be the Colts. So in all these deals, you just need one to really say, he's our guy. We're going to do whatever we have to do, compensation, money. That's kind of like hoping. Like, that's not the best strategy in this deal. Because it's clear, no matter what Harbaugh says at the owners' meetings, he's got to say what he has to say. It's clear that the Ravens are a little perturbed by this whole thing. And what came out yesterday from March 2nd made everything awkward. Because then it makes it sound like everything the Ravens are saying is like, it's not coming from any point of truth, you know? So it's awkward right now. It's very awkward. But I think, you know, so here's the thing. Nobody wants an agent, needs an agent until you need an agent. That's just we've all gone through it, right, Carl? We've all gone through the agents and everything.
Yes.
But when you need one, you need one.
Right.
And you better have a good one that can really – and one that has dealt with these teams before. And you know how these things can – you know how convoluted these things can kind of be. There's a lot at stake here. And so, you know, first-round picks, you just don't want to throw those things away. Those are valuable chips. But if you get the guy, you know, it can be a win-win for every team.
Yeah, and let's talk about the agent thing real quick. Brian Baldinger, Baldy, guys, check him out. Follow him. Of course, I'm Carl Dukes. Put him up. Glad to have you with us here on In the Huddle as we talk about Lamar Jackson's situation. The tweet came out yesterday. He wants out. He wants a trade. He's requested a trade. And we're just talking about all these different scenarios. To your point, Baldy, and I've had a bunch of agents, good and bad.
Yeah, me too.
But I will say this, you mentioned the bad guy, and one of the guys that was really good for me, one time I was in a negotiation, and this gets to Lamar and what you're saying.
Yeah.
And listen, the entire time that we've been talking about this, I've said the market is the market, unless he's asking for an insane amount, which we don't know, but the market's a market. He should be able to go in and with advisors, obviously, and say, here's the marketplace. Here are the five guys that got paid the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. Here's where I want to be. And it just shouldn't be that hard. But the reality is, and this is the advice that one of my agents gave me years ago. I was in a negotiation, and he calls me and he says, hey, look, they're just not budging, right? And I said, what do you mean? And I went down, you know, because I was upset, right? Because we get emotional, right? And I'm like, but I'm doing all this stuff, and I'm naming all the stuff I'm doing. I'm like, and look at the results that I'm getting, and I've got the number one show, and I'm going off, right? And then I said, and they love me. And he said, yeah, but they'll never show you or tell you that.
Yeah. It's good. It's a good piece of advice there, Carl.
Lamar, they may love you, but they're not going to tell you that, right? And the point is, to your point, Baldy, it's business. And so we bitched and moaned and complained and did all the things. And I got a really good deal. But I didn't get everything I wanted. Because you never get everything you want, right? And so that's kind of where Lamar is. What is the most important thing to him in this negotiation? And, you know, I've said all along, if the Ravens love you, show him. In our business, you pay somebody. That's respect. Brian Baldinger is a hell of a broadcaster and announcer and analyst. And you know what? He gets paid based on the fact that what he does and how it is reacted to and people respond to, that's respect. Baldy, we respect you. So we're going to cut this check. And that's the thing about Lamar. Like, the Ravens can say all this stuff, but at the end of the day, if you love me, show me. Even if you don't tell me in these negotiations.
So it's interesting, Carl, the word respect. Because, you know, it gets thrown around a lot of different ways. But I remember when Brian Billick was the coach of the Ravens. And he, when he came from the Minnesota Vikings to Baltimore, took over for Ted Marchbrota, came 1998. He comes in, new coach. He, like, I don't think Brian would get mad at me or anything like that. But he signed a 6-year, I think, $10 million deal,
okay,
which was pretty substantial in 1998 for any head coach. But he said, you know, at that time, that his contract was really important for respect. That when he stands up in front of the room, he's not the lowest paid coach. He's one of the highest paid coaches.
Yep.
And when he walks through the locker room and he's making a demand on Ray Lewis or whoever it might be, there's got to be respect. And so Lamar, wherever he goes, like, okay, well, however, you know, these contracts have a lot of different numbers. Some of them are inflated. Some of them are real. Guaranteed money is guaranteed money, though. And so it is respect. And how much are you respecting me? And so that's what Lamar's looking at. And I don't blame him. That's the way it is. That's the way this business works.
If you're getting results, Baldy, right? That's the thing. And for everybody out there, again, we can debate all of this. Well, he's 1-3 in the playoffs. Give me a break, dude. There's a lot of things that play in the playoffs. There have been great quarterbacks who haven't won. Here's what I know. The kid is 46-15 or 46-14, whatever it is. Over the last 5 years, there's only one guy, one quarterback in the NFL who has a better winning percentage with 40 starts or more, and it's Patrick Mahomes. That's winning, Baldy. So you can take this resume and you look at it and you go, like, it's pretty damn good, you know?
Well, the only thing, the one thing, though, caveat about that, and it's great that you bring up the point, is, you know, Patrick Mahomes does not have a fully guaranteed contract.
No, he doesn't. And it's what, $500 million?
Yeah. You know, and who knows how the numbers, you know, Lee Steinberg, you know, work the numbers, but, you know, they both sides obviously feel like they won. And that's really where Lamar, I want to see Lamar at, where both sides feel like they got the player they wanted, the player got the money that he wanted, he got the contract that he wanted. That's, I felt like that was on the table way before any of this started.
Mm.
And now, look, these negotiations, to your point, they could go in a lot of different ways. I feel like the Ravens are looking for a suitor right now. That's what I feel like, no matter what Jim Harbaugh says. I feel like the way this thing is going, and this happens in these negotiations. These relationships get fractured, and it gets spilled into the press, and there's sound bites, and there's people that are carrying the messages, all this stuff that can happen. But it all can be, and I don't know if you could put it back in the tube right now.
Right.
But that's why the agent is so important. You just need that guy that can just behind the scenes, just keep hammering away and really it never gets to the media. It doesn't ever get there.
Yeah. The hammering away part too is funny because when I was in that particular negotiation, when I was ready to give up and just be like, fine, let's just do the deal. And he goes, no, not yet. And to your point, just kept hammering. Guys, listen, I hope you never need an agent, okay? But if you do, you need one that's tireless and never quits. And the point is, to Baldy's point, like, as a player, as the players, Baldy's a player, I'm a player in our careers, Lamar Jackson's the player. We get tired because it's not what we do. Like, this isn't what we do. We don't want to be on the phone all damn day and calling 6 and 7 times and going, hey, but by the way, let me tell you. We don't want to do that. You need a guy to do that. So, Baldy, I'm with you on this. I hear you. Would this have been done if he had one? I don't know. But maybe we're to a point where whoever is advising him, you know, and the tedious work that goes into what you're talking about, that all this stuff, maybe it's time. Maybe it's time. But I don't know if his ego is going to allow him to do it, Baldy. I don't know either.
I know this. I mean, I've been through one of these negotiations with one of these networks, Carl, where I did it myself.
God bless
and
you.
I remember I was in Maui. I was in Hawaii going, I just want to get away. I don't even want to be near it. But, you know, I'm on the phone with one of the, you know, with basically the negotiator, but not the guy that writes the check.
Correct. This is the guy that's going to talk you down.
I'm telling you, Carl, I was so mad that I started yelling at my friends that I'm with in Hawaii. Like, I'm taking it out on them. You know, I'm in Hawaii. Like, there's no bad days in Hawaii. I'm yelling at my friends. Like, I don't even want to be around anybody.
Yes.
I'm so irate. And everything, and they're lying right through their teeth to me. Oh, this is just a, and I was like, I don't care if it's just somebody that to do the actual contract. I'm never doing this again. I don't care what it costs. Like, I'm never doing it. And, you know, these contracts, Carl, you know.
They're
these
books.
Things are like legal briefs. Like, these things are a book. Yep. All the different details and all the and it's not to knock Lamar. Like, I'm sure, like, all he wants is, okay, Deshaun Watson got $230 guaranteed million or whatever it was. That's what I want. But it's just not that easy.
Yeah, it's not. It's a great story, Baldy, and it's true. All right, does this in any way, and we're talking about Lamar, being on the open market impact Aaron Rodgers' situation? Or do you think that the Rodgers-Jet situation is completely separate as far as how this might impact the market?
Well, you know, Green Bay has moved on, okay? They've moved on from Aaron Rodgers. I think more than the New York Jets sitting there and figuring out what the compensation, what the correct compensation is. Like, Joe Douglas isn't giving up the 13th pick in his draft.
No, for, and he shouldn't.
You know, Aaron Rodgers. He's not doing it. Now, I don't know if that's on the table or not on the table. I don't know. What's because it's been very, very quiet. And Joe Douglas at the owners' meetings right now, and he's getting asked questions about it. I feel like, and I don't know who has the leverage in this deal. I really don't. And I don't know if that's even at play. I mean, everybody, well, who's got the leverage here? Okay, and that leverage can kind of direct you to where the solution is. But I don't believe what's going on with Lamar affects the Jets. I don't feel like the Jets are like, well, let's just, okay, no Aaron Rodgers. They want the 13th pick. We don't want to give it to them. Let's go to Lamar. Like, I don't think that's at play right now. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong about that, Carl. I don't know. You know, I'm in Broward County right now. Lamar's in Broward County. I don't know who's coming down to visit him, who's picking up the phone and calling him, especially after yesterday's tweet. I'd be surprised if somebody isn't picking up the phone and calling him and to see where he's at. But I don't believe that the Aaron Rodgers situation with the Jets is at play right now.
Yeah. And Brian Gutekunst, the general manager, he said he doesn't view getting a first-round pick as necessarily or a necessity to trading Aaron. So now what you're saying from a general manager standpoint is, we'll take the best offer, right? We're going to take the best package. I don't care what necessarily it is because we got a quarterback in Love. So I'm not looking to go get a first-round quarterback. I just need something in return that's fair. So, you know, Gutekunst was talking yesterday, and he said a lot of things, but I agree with you. They moved on. This is just a matter of when, not if, this is going to happen. I think Robert Saleh spoke yesterday, and he was like, yeah, I'm very confident that Aaron's going to be the quarterback of the Jets. And I'm like, what does he know that we don't know? So he knows that. I think they basically shook hands, and everybody said this is going to happen, and we'll get to it, you know, when we get to it. So it's interesting that both Aaron Rodgers' situation and now Lamar, who publicly has come out and said, I want to be traded, they're just sitting there. But I agree with you. I think they're separate.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.